A yo-yo ball shares few similarities with the traditional toy. Instead of a disc that spins at the end of a piece of string, it's attached to a rubbery cord. That means kids don't have to toss it in a straight line to get it to work. Michelle Reinen with the state's Consumer Protection Office says what often happens is that children will swing the balls in a circle, stretching the cords out to several times their usual length. The trouble comes when one wraps around a child's neck and the cord constricts.
Because it is so elastic and rubbery, it is difficult for parents to break this and get it off or even remove it. The jelly starts to stick together.
The toys have injured at least 7 Wisconsin children and more than 400 kids nationwide. But not everyone is sure that banning the sale of these toys is the right step. Republican Senator Neil Kedzie noted that federal regulators already studied the idea, but they found that the risks were low enough that they couldn't recommend it. Kedzie thinks this is an area where the state needs to be cautious.
We live in a very regulated society, and I'm always very cautious of not allowing government to overstep its bounds of how it regulates the free market for people to make those decisions on their own.
A similar bill died in the legislature last year. If it becomes law this time around, Wisconsin would join Illinois as the only states to ban the sale of yo-yo balls. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.